This morning we've been singing about being led. Jesus leads. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads us. He leads us up the mountain. He leads us into paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we're so thankful that we know him. I was just singing this morning, true and tender, pure and precious. Oh, how blessed to call him mine. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. I said, yes, Lord, help me to know you better, to love you more, to serve you with my whole heart, to follow you faithfully and carefully along the way. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8. Are you being led by the Spirit of God? Now, in the context, that particular leading does not have to do with coming to the crossroads of life and choosing which way shall I go, what decision is next for me, but rather, if you look at it, you'll see what I mean. Being led into Christlikeness, a life of holiness, away from living for myself and into living for him and being made more and more like him. The Spirit of God is leading us into Christ and into Christ-likeness. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. How wonderful it is to know that we are his and he is ours. We call God Father, and we are thankful that we know Jesus and that the Lord is our shepherd. On Monday night, we have prayer meeting back at home, and I was just sitting there and the silence toward the beginning of the meeting, and then this word came to me, you shall find rest unto your souls. And I got to thinking about that. What a wonderful promise. I will give you rest if you will come to me, and you will find rest unto your souls, Jesus said at the end of Matthew 11. And I'm so thankful for that wonderful promise. It's a part of a great invitation. In fact, John Stott called that invitation at the end of Matthew 11 the greatest of all invitations. And I like it too. I think if anyone were to ask me, what's your favorite Bible passage? I guess I have a lot of them. It's like choosing a favorite song. But I think I would say, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I think I would say that. It's been a number of years that I've kept that choice as at least one of my top Bible passages, my most favorite ones. I am so thankful for that invitation to come, just as I am, right to Jesus and find rest for my soul. The next day, that was Tuesday. No, it was yesterday, Wednesday. Jeff, my son, came to me. He has his computer on a lot of the time for work. And he said to me, Dad, did you know that John Stott died? And I said, no, I didn't. Well, he died today. And I thought of the blessing that that man's ministry, mostly his writing ministry, has been in my life. I haven't read all of his things. He's written a lot. He was a pastor. He died at the age of 90, so he had a lot of time to write books, I guess, or a lot of years anyway. I'm sure he was a busy servant of God. Yet I remember one time after being up here at camp with Brother Graber at the end of the season, a few weeks later, a package came in the mail. I told you this another time already earlier this season. He sent me a book about prayer. But this was another year, I think the subsequent year. I got another book, The Cross of Christ by John Stott. Really a classic on the cross. And it's been a great blessing to me. Brother Graber sent me this used copy. I think it was his copy or one of his copies of this book, The Cross of Christ. Then we've had up here in the store, we don't have one right now, but we've had his testimony that he wrote late in life. I think it was his second to last book, Why I Am a Christian. Those of you who went to school, went to college, and were involved with InterVarsity at all in the Christian groups in college, you probably came across his book, Basic Christianity. That was big in InterVarsity circles. But Why I Am a Christian was a great blessing to me. And by the way, there's one more that he wrote, his last book, called The Radical Disciple, where he chose about seven or eight topics that he thought, maybe it's the Radical Disciple, seven or eight topics that he feels that are being overlooked among Christians that need greater attention. And there's a chapter in there that's worth more than the price of the book called About Christlikeness and the importance of growing in Christlikeness. The Radical Disciple, I recommend that book, but not as highly as Why I Am a Christian. I really like that book. And he tells, of course, the first chapter is about how he's a Christian because God sought him. God went after him. He uses the classic poem, The Hound of Heaven, how the Lord sought after him even when he was fleeing from him and caught up to him and won him. And it goes on, other reasons why he is a Christian, the fulfillment that he has found in Christ. But the last chapter is the greatest of all invitations, and it's the same one as I just mentioned, Matthew 11. The greatest of all invitations, come unto me, come unto me. It was interesting to me that dropped into my heart so strongly on Monday. You shall find rest unto your souls. I took that as a promise from the Lord that he would fulfill all our heart's desires that he has placed within us, all those worthy wishes and holy desires, and that he would satisfy our soul's longings. Jesus said, come, I'll unload you. Take that heavy burden of sin. Come, you labor, you're heavy laden. But I want to unload you. I want to lift that heavy burden from off your back and give you rest. But then there's that next part. It's really a double invitation and an enhanced offer there, because you can get rid of your burden of sin that weighs you down, but then you don't want to stop there. You want to embrace him, not just as the Savior who delivered you from the burden when you came to the cross and you went off rejoicing, but you want to know him as the Lord and Master who leads you on in his ways and teaches you his way of meekness and lowliness in heart. That's how it is. It's the yoke of the disciple, the yoke of the learner, the one who accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as his master. And he was saying to them that they should take that yoke upon them. And of course, the learner wants to become. That's why he's learning from his master. He becomes like his master, and the Lord taught them meekness and teaches us meekness and lowliness of heart. It's when we learn those and they become ours that we find rest unto our souls. Yes, we bore a heavy burden, but now Jesus says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. I have a yoke to place upon you. A new burden for you to carry, but it's a blessed burden. It's one you don't want to be without. It's the one that I will place upon you. I will bless you and lead you on into Christ-likeness, meekness, and lowliness of heart. Alexander White, one of his chapters, says, our Lord's favorite graces, meekness and lowliness of heart. It's the title of a chapter in one of his books. You think about that. He understood it that way. Our Lord's favorite graces, meekness, humility. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Make me more like you. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Make me a fit temple of the Holy Ghost. Fill me, Lord, more and more with yourself. Let your light shine into my mind and heart. Yes. Lord, let your truth possess me. Change me, Lord. Make me more like you. That's what Jesus said. What an offer that is to all who come after him, who come unto him. Not just will he unload us, take from us the burden that's too heavy for us to bear, but he'll give us a new one. You don't want to stop halfway. I don't know if you can measure it that way, but you don't want to stop before you get the blessing of coming under that yoke of the disciple, of the learner, taking Jesus as your master, as your teacher, and learning the truth about him. Praise the Lord. You shall find rest unto your souls. And Jesus changes us, and Jesus blesses us. What a wonderful thing it is to be here this morning. In this meeting, someone testified or thanking God for his presence this morning. That was actually down in the village there. That we had such a nice time this morning at the village in the prayer time with the counselors. I really enjoy going there. And I'm thankful for that group of men that is serving down there. And God is beginning to bless those boys, and we're trusting him to work. But I'm so thankful I can be here in this meeting with you. And as I sat here just before we started to sing, Brother Paul was playing songs. One of them was, The Lord is My Shepherd. And I said to Brother Ernie, you hear that verse he's playing now? I like that one the best. He's playing this verse. Of course, he could be playing whatever verse we wanted him to play. But it was this one. In the midst of affliction, my table is spread with blessings unmeasured. My cup runneth o'er. With perfume and oil thou anointest my head. Oh, what shall I ask of thy providence more? I like that verse. In fact, I like it so much I'm going to say it one more time. In the midst of affliction, my table is spread. With blessings unmeasured, my cup runneth o'er. With perfume and oil thou anointest my head. Oh, what shall I ask of thy providence more? Thank you for those blessings, Lord. Every kind of blessing you pour out upon us. And most of all, these mighty blessings, your word, your spirit, you are working to change a person like me into your very likeness. What mercy, what love, what grace. Help me to follow on, Lord, as you are leading me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh Lord, we thank you. Lead us on. Let us be those who are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Every child of God, that verse, and think about that verse in Romans 8 if you get a chance. It's wonderful. It really fed my soul as I was thinking of it a few weeks ago. Every true child of God, that means, is led by the Spirit of God. Everyone. If you're a son and daughter of God, you're led by the Spirit of God. But the question is, are we following faithfully, carefully, steadily by His grace? He wants to lead us in wonderful, wonderful ways up the mountain into fellowship with Him. Oh Lord, take us on, help us to follow, help us to learn, help us to become more like You. Lead us where You want, lead me, Lord, where You want me to go. Help me to follow You, help me to love Your way, help me to desire what You desire. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for this great day here at Pilgrim Camp. And thank You that You are right here and extending Your hand to us because You want to lead us. Lead us onward. Lead us upward. Lead us down too, Lord. Lead us into Yourself. Help us to follow. Help us to enter. Help us to really rejoice that You have ever called us to follow You. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful call. I can hear Diane Schaefer. She was then Diane Barker singing. Once a soul-stirring call stirred the heartstrings of all who walked by the shores of Galilee. Still His voice can be heard as we dwell in His word. Take up your cross and follow me. She sang that with our youth choir, I guess it was. They called it the teen choir back at home. Now you can only imagine how many years ago that was that I was in the teen choir, not to say Diane, that I was in that choir and heard her singing that. I guess that puts us both there, but I am older than she is. But it's a soul-stirring call, and it stirs the heartstrings, and we want to follow You, Lord Jesus. Our hearts respond with joy. We give You our full allegiance. Yes. We offer ourselves to You. Yes. Help us to trust and obey.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank You, Jesus.
When I sat down, I just felt that I should have said this, and therefore I stood again. The fourth word of that invitation is all. Come unto me, all. And Jesus' call goes forth. Not everyone responds, but the invitation is there to all. So all of us, if you look at the prior verses, you might think, well, there's a little bit of a restriction here. Maybe I'm not one of those that has been chosen. But then you have this tremendous wide scope of this invitation. It's all inclusive, and it includes you. He wants to reveal Himself to you. Every single one, everyone, no one's left out. If you've turned a deaf ear in the past, Jesus calls us. Jesus calls us. There's a tumult as we sing. Life's wild, restless sea, but day by day His sweet voice sounds, saying, Christian, follow me. And it's for all of us. We can all come closer today. We can all see Jesus more clearly today. We can all respond to His loving call today. We can all say, yes, Lord, I want to follow You. I want to be more like You. Come unto me, all. Not a one here is left out of that invitation. If we will but hear and respond to His loving call, we will find that He is sweeter than all.